Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday night, and you know exactly what that means. It's time for the Real Conversation with Shayna Thornton. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is your radio talk show spotlighting the critical issues of today. She is certain to feature expert guests and celebrities each and every Tuesday night. She is a celebrated newspaper columnist, popular blogger, and award-winning radio talk show personality who has a passion for groundbreaking discussions. Here she is. Let's welcome the one and only, the engaging host for the national show. Please give it up for Shayna Thornton.
Happy Tuesday, happy holidays, and welcome to Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton, where you will always find talk radio with substance. You know, we are elated with joy that you have joined us this Tuesday night in December. We want to welcome everyone to this national show for the entire community and every member of the family. This show is for all of us. We bring topics to the table that need to be addressed. We do aim to offer insight, expertise, and helpful solutions that hopefully will impact and shape lives in a very game-changing manner. Do know that this national award-winning family radio talk show features relevant topics with celebrities and leading experts weekly. We cherish your commitment to tuning in with us. We have received your feedback, and we thank you for listening in with family and friends in your living room, in your car, as you commute, and on the job. Remember, you can always tune in live or catch the replay podcast at your convenience. Simply visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Shayna Thornton. Stay connected with the show, and please share us with everyone you happen to know. That being family, friends, and colleagues. Real talk for real people. Real talk for real people. That's our tagline here on the show. If it matters to you, then we highlight it here on this show. Do believe that. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is your family radio program. Please lend me your ear for just a few seconds to hear some very important messaging. Thank you.
Attention listeners, listen to this. We spend too much time at work not to enjoy it. We don't have a personal life and a professional life. We have one life, and we have to make that life count. If you want to enjoy your job and career and make your life count and ultimately achieve success and significance, then Revelations in Business is the book for you. Revelations in Business, Connecting Your Business Plan with God's Purpose and Plan for Your Life, is an award-winning book that's been endorsed by many industry leaders, including Dan Cathy, President and Chief Operating Officer of Chick-fil-A. Revelations in Business provides you with biblical principles, practical tools, and real-life examples from today's business leaders and takes you through a step-by-step process to show you how to connect your profession with your purpose and your career with your calling so that what you do in the workplace and in the marketplace, you are anointed to do it and you have passion for it and you are positioned to excel. I am Dr. Shalette Stewart, and as the author of Revelations in Business, I travel the world speaking on purpose-driven leadership topics and have served in leadership roles for global companies, including the Coca-Cola Company. And I currently serve as the Associate Director of Executive Education for Southern Methodist University Cox School of Business. I look forward to sharing the insights of Revelations in Business with you. The book is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and wherever fine books are sold. It's also available on traditional book format, as well as ebook and audiobook format. For more information on how to maximize your personal fulfillment and your professional success, or to schedule time for me to conduct a workshop for your organization, I invite you to log on to revelationsinbusiness.com or connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and be blessed.
It was out of love, a true love story of deception, grace, and forgiveness by sensational author James Marr. It's a powerful book that will truly inspire you. In this bizarre but true love story, a husband unravels the mystery surrounding his wife's 30-year deception and discovers the true meaning of God's grace and forgiveness. All readers will gain from this phenomenal life story. Get a copy of the book for yourself or for a loved one. Download the free ebook at www.itwasoutoflove.com. Again, get your free ebook version of this phenomenal book by visiting www.itwasoutoflove.com. It Was Out of Love, A True Love Story of Deception, Grace, and Forgiveness by Arthur James Marr.
Rather than feeling jolly and carefree about the holiday season, do you begin to feel the stress that accompanies the whirlwind of events and the seasonal rush to get things done? Elite Designs has a solution for you. By offering full-service event planning, venue management, and holiday designs customized for your home or business, Elite Designs can reduce your holiday stress before it begins. We specialize in creating a memorable and inspiring holiday atmosphere, delivering your design with flawless execution tailored to meet any budget. So before you start feeling overwhelmed and stressed at the thought of the holiday season, let Elite Designs be your holiday decorating service, ensuring a stunning display that will enhance your home or business. Plan ahead. Call Elite Designs at 800-379-1125 or visit our website at theelitedesigns.com.
Do know that our national sponsors matter to the award-winning Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. We value all of our partners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, if you're interested in becoming a sponsor, please contact the staff by simply emailing letstalkshayna@gmail.com. Again, that email is letstalkshayna@gmail.com. Our professional and courteous staff will address all of your advertising needs and requests. Remember, we have nonprofits and for-profit organizations on board, so please join us. We offer quality sponsorships. Also, speaking of reaching out and connecting, are you out there on social media? Are you on Facebook? Well, if you're on the fabulous Facebook, simply put in our handle, which is Let's Talk America, with host Shayna Thornton. Also, if you love sending tweets by way of Twitter, reach out. The handle there is SS Thornton. That's SS Thornton. We're on social media because we know you are. Let's keep the conversation going beyond our Tuesday night airing. Connect with us on all of the social media outlets. Well, as you may already know, we do feature relevant conversations here on Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. It's the holiday season, and we are just days away from Christmas itself, and then Kwanzaa follows. Of course, we realize our many listeners recognize a variety of celebrations this time of year. Whatever you recognize, may it be joyful and great. Well, tonight's segment is a dynamic one. We have an exclusive interview with one of the best business experts in the world tonight. Dr. Shalette Stewart is on with us, and she will help us put the spotlight on just how to connect your life's purpose with your career. We are talking about you being able to maximize the most with your job and or business. You know, so many people are always trying to find the magical ingredient to success. And I personally believe that factors vary from person to person. But our exclusive guest tonight has some powerful pearls of success for everyone. You have to stay with us. Are you on that job and looking for a promotion? Are you looking to transition careers? Are you right out of college or finishing up a technical school or a skilled program and looking for job placement? Have you dreamt of starting your own business and being successful? Or are you already an established business owner, rather, and you're looking to take your success to the next level? Well, then this segment tonight on Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton, is for you. Let's connect your purpose with your career and business, because you deserve it. I am so looking forward to this very timely and meaningful conversation. Let's keep pushing ahead right now. We have some great information on tonight's segment of the show. Right now, we will review our words of inspiration for tonight's segment. You know, the great thinker and scientist Albert Einstein once said, "A person who never made a mistake never tried anything new." What a powerful statement and a clever one. Again, the great thinker and scientist Albert Einstein once said, "A person who never made a mistake never tried anything new." Powerful words of wisdom. You have to step out. You have to make a decision on your life to start that business, that career, pick up that interest, that hobby, whatever you're thinking about, you're dreaming about, you're pondering on, daydreaming about, go ahead and try it. And if you're afraid of failure, put that behind you, because again, if you never made a mistake or failed, then you never obviously tried anything new, to paraphrase the great thinker Albert Einstein. Well, before I bring in our exclusive guest, Dr. Shalette Stewart, for tonight's segment on the show to discuss purpose, success, and careers, please allow me to share an important message with you first.
Regina R. Tate is a Christian counselor, and she's written a book entitled There is a Bomb for That. The compilation is her platform to inspire and spread the love of God. The book is encouragement and motivation to get beyond and through everyday issues and problems using the Word of God. In addition, she shares some accounts of athletes and other well-known people doing admirable or not so admirable things to help push across her messages of encouragement. Tate combines her love of sports with her love of the Lord to inspire those of us who are on the Lord's side and others who are seeking reasons to trust in God. Within the book are articles or misses including Hold Fast, Gifts of the Cross, Call to Be Better, and Don't Get Weary, all of which remind us that God is always pulling for us to get to the other side of through. In the midst of There's a Bomb for That, Tate vents, "My head hurts because there is so little tolerance for the diverse prisms through which we see life, and there is a declining appreciation for the myriad ways we have come to survive life." She goes on to explain why her neck hurts, her eyes, her ears, her stomach, her feet, and even her heart hurt. But then she points out that she is not in a woe is me state of paralysis because she says, "I have medicine. I have a balm in Gilead." Her aim with the book is to remind all of us that we indeed have medicine for whatever ails us. Regardless of what the situation or the crisis is, there is a balm for that. Books may be purchased on AuthorHouse.com or at Amazon.com, or you may visit the website thereisabalmforthat.com for more information.
All right, get ready, let's go. Now, before we chat with the business guru, Dr. Shalette Stewart, allow me to share some relevant biographical information about her first. Dr. K. Shalette Stewart has over 20 years of leadership experience in strategic business planning, marketing, and national account sales with Fortune 500 companies, including the Coca-Cola Company and Bell South Corporation. She is a Fulbright Foreign Scholarship Program Specialist and holds a doctorate in business administration. Shalette currently serves as the Associate Director of Executive Education for the esteemed Southern Methodist University Cox School of Business. She designs leadership programs for Fortune 500 companies and oversees a partnership between Southern Methodist University Cox Executive Education and the President George W. Bush Institute. Shalette is also the principal and founder of Shalette Consulting, LLC, a business consulting and leadership development firm based in North Dallas, Texas, serving both corporate and nonprofit clients. Shalette is the author of the book, the sensational and best-selling book, Revelations in Business, Connecting Your Business Plan with God's Purpose and Plan for Your Life, which won literary awards in 2012 and 2014 and has been formally endorsed by 14 academic, ministry, and business leaders, including Dan Cathy, President and Chief Operating Officer of Chick-fil-A, and Ann Beeler, founder of Auntie Annie's Pretzels. Listeners from all over, please help me welcome the one and only, the dynamic, the leading business expert, Dr. K. Shalette Stewart. Listeners from all over for Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. Tonight, I have one phenomenal featured expert with us. I have the one and only business expert, business guru, Dr. Shalette Stewart. She is with me, and she has authored such a popular book titled Revelations in Business, Connecting Your Business Plan with God's Purpose and Plan for Your Life. Welcome, Dr. Shalette Stewart, to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Shayna. Thank you for having me. I've been looking forward to sharing with you and your listeners, so it's a pleasure to be with you today.
Oh, thank you. You have no idea how excited we are here at Let's Talk America. You know, we have so many listeners from all over the nation and the world, Dr. Stewart, who are really interested in finding their purpose, trying to figure out what their real passion and gifts are, and trying to connect that to starting a successful business. And I know we have the right person with us tonight to answer those questions.
Oh, I tell you, it's part of my journey, and it continues to be part of my journey. I've been so fortunate. Revelations in Business has gotten so much support around the world. I was just in China a few months ago sharing with leaders there, and the book has received 2 literary awards, and it's been endorsed by a number of business leaders, including Dan Cathy, who you know is the president and chief operating officer of Chick-fil-A. So we're so excited about the support, and people seem to be getting so many insights, particularly around how to find your purpose. And then how do you connect that with your profession and what you do each and every day in the workplace and in the marketplace?
Powerful. I can tell you this. I've read the book, and it is a life-changing book for myself. Now, let's get right to it. Revelations in Business, again, the full title, Revelations in Business, Connecting Your Business Plan with God's Purpose and Plan for Your Life, in my opinion, is an amazing book. I know it's selling off of the shelves tremendously right now. You know, in the text, you talk a lot about purpose and passion, Dr. Stewart, concerning careers and business upstarts and businesses that are already established. How does one figure out his purpose or her purpose in life?
Good question, Shayna. The book takes you through spiritual principles, practical tools, and real-life examples from today's industry leaders on how to understand and discover your purpose and how do you connect that with your profession. How do you connect your career with your calling? And so your question surrounding this whole notion of purpose is so critical to the fact that I dedicate one whole chapter, it's actually the first chapter in the book, as you know, Shayna, on the divine executive summary. And we know that as part of a business plan, the executive summary typically identifies the purpose of your business plan, the purpose of the business venture. And so I discuss for those people who are practicing and operating in the business world what should be included in a divine executive summary, in your executive summary. But then we turn to the biblical principles and the spiritual aspects. What is your executive summary as an individual? What is your purpose as an individual?
Okay.
And so I provide some very specific tactics and techniques for understanding your purpose. And some of them include being very fervent, very intentional about praying about your purpose and uncovering the purpose that God has given you for your life and for your legacy.
You know, and you make it clear that you've got to love what you do, right? When you're trying to figure out whatever that is, love what you do and really be adamant about it, right? I know that's the sentiment I get when I'm reading the text of the book, and I know listening to you be an advocate for successful business owners or entrepreneurs, you're saying really have that fire from within to make it work.
That's right. You know, Shayna, if you think about it, we hear the unfortunate studies every year from Harvard Business School, from SMU, from the Gallup polls that consistently report that people are dissatisfied with their jobs and with their careers. And in America in particular, that's such an atrocity because we're so blessed to have so many opportunities here. And if you think about it, our careers consume over half of our lives. And so it's imperative that what we spend most of our waking hours doing for most of our lives is also spiritually edifying and something that we're passionate about. So I believe that's critical because I always say we don't have a personal life and a professional life. We have one life, and we have to make that life count. So that's part of the reason that I wrote Revelations in Business.
powerful. Now, the acclaimed book addresses career aspirations and business goals for entrepreneurs or potential business operators. I know in the book you focus on preparation and planning a good bit. Tell me this, Dr. Stewart, why is it so important to have a plan in place prior to the actual manifestation of a business or brand?
Well, you know, if you think about it, a plan is a blueprint. It's a guideline, if you will. So it's important to have short-term goals and objectives as well as long-term goals, objectives, and strategies and tactics. And so Revelations in Business as a book takes on the framework of a traditional business plan. So for your listeners who are entrepreneurs or who are operating in corporate America or perhaps have ministries and congregations, planning is critical. Career planning is very important. So the book takes you through the framework from your executive summary and your mission and vision statement all the way down to your situation analysis, your marketing plan, operations plan, management and organization plan, financial plan, and exit strategy. So it's so critical to have a plan in place, especially for business leaders, because we've heard the reports. The most small businesses fail, as you know, Shana, within the first 5 years of operation. So if we really want to have a solid business venture and to excel in the workplace and in the marketplace and leave a positive, lasting legacy, we must plan. So the great aspect about the content is that if you don't have a business plan after reading Revelations in Business,
yes,
you will. And if you do have a business plan, the book just helps you take it to a higher level of excellence.
Great information, and you do lay it all out. Listeners of Let's Talk America, we're on live tonight, this Tuesday night, with the one and only business guru, business expert, Dr. Shalette Stewart. She's with us. She has authored a wonderful and very popular book titled Revelations in Business, Connecting Your Business Plan with God's Purpose and Plan for Your Life. Now, Dr. Stewart, I know you support the concept of actually writing or typing a plan up or putting it down in some format. Now, I've got a lot of listeners out there of different backgrounds with different attitudes and perspectives on different things, and some of them may be procrastinators, if you will, or some of them are saying, well, it's in my brain, it's in my mind, I'm one of those people. You know, why is it so important for you to allow a plan to be visible if it's going to be viable?
Yes, that's such a critical aspect of success, is committing your goals to writing. In my role as Associate Director of SMU Cox School of Business Executive Education Department, I often consult my corporate clients, and even with my own consultancy, Stewart Consulting, I walk people through the importance of developing a solid, comprehensive business plan. Not one that's just simply in your mind or your thought processes, but one that's actually committed to writing. And that's so important, because once you go through the process, the journey, if you will, of doing the due diligence of gathering your research and clearly outlining your goals and your objectives, your strategies and your tactics, and committing them to writing, that increases your propensity to succeed and to excel in that particular venture. It also galvanizes your team. So for your listeners who may be leading a team in corporate America or leading a ministry auxiliary, it's important that the entire team is privy to the goals and objectives, the mission and the vision, and it's critical that they be in writing so that you can review that. You know, the Bible says that we are to write the vision and make it plain so that all who can hear it and who hear it actually follow it, can run with it. And so Revelations in Business provides the very practical, pragmatic how-tos along with the biblical principles to back up each recommendation.
I love it. And, you know, when you pointed out of writing it down for every team member to see, to make sure it's visible for them, in a way, wouldn't that lead to consistency and uniformity, Dr. Stewart?
It does, Shana, and that's so critical, especially if you have a team in place and you want everyone to be focused on the same goals and objectives, and you want consistency in client service and excellent customer service. It's imperative. So I would encourage your listeners, if you have a plan in mind, take the time to commit the plan in writing. It doesn't have to be an elaborate 100-page document. Make the document work for you. It may be a two-page executive briefing, but make sure that you have all of the key elements. And the key elements are the ones that I identify in Revelations in Business.
So for all of my procrastinators out there or those who are saying, you know, well, it's in my mind, you know, here we have a business guru who's been very successful in the business and corporate arena and academic arena telling us to write it down. And like you're pointing out, Dr. Stewart, it doesn't necessarily have to be a dissertation or a doctorate write-up that's 60, 70 pages. You're saying just make it work, but put something down on paper, right?
Absolutely. Make it work for you.
Okay. And that's powerful. Now, obviously, you have many years in the corporate private arena and also the academic arena. You seem to emphasize in the book, though, a lot about developing and sticking with a marketing plan, if you will, for the business or the brand. Why is marketing itself so critical?
You know, marketing is critical in the most aspects of our lives. If we think about it, Shana, we're all marketing something. It's either ourselves and our propensity to do a particular job or excel in a career. It's our intellectual property, our professional experience. It may be a product or a service for the company that we're working for, or it may be marketing our churches to bring in new members. But we're all in some sort of marketing capacity virtually at all times. So marketing is very critical. And I devote one chapter of Revelations in Business to discussing the divine marketing plan. And in that chapter, I begin with the very practical, pragmatic how-tos. How do you develop a solid, comprehensive marketing plan for your business, for your organization, or for your congregation? And then we turn to the biblical aspects and the spiritual principles. We are all fishers of men. If you are a believer, then you are a fisher, and fishing is marketing. We are to bring others into the kingdom. So that's, again, the balance that Revelations in Business offers. It's almost the purpose-driven life for business leaders.
Okay. And what a powerful, life-changing, game-changing book Revelations in Business is. Again, listeners of Let's Talk America, it's Tuesday night, and we have one powerful featured guest with us. Business expert Dr. Shalette Stewart is on the show, speaking one-on-one with me. You know, Dr. Stewart, in your book, the term branding, if you will, branding, is used a great deal. Now, the term is mentioned often on television shows that many people watch, these reality business shows that have become very popular. You know, for my listeners that may not come from the business arena or may not have had official business training or gone to some business school, you know, tell me, what exactly is branding? And why is it so relevant for all business owners and operators in 2014?
Well, the American Marketing Association defines a brand as a specific symbol or sign that designates one seller's good or service over that of another. So we all live with brands, everything from Nike and Apple to American Express to Mary Kay, I mean, you name it. So especially in the Western world, and particularly in the United States, we are surrounded by brands. But in Revelations in Business, I encourage the readers, just as I encourage your listeners tonight, to take branding to a higher level of excellence. Ask yourself, if you are connoting, if you are exemplifying an excellent brand as a leader, whether it's in your family or in the community or in the workplace. And so I discussed this whole notion of how to be an excellent brand in terms of your leadership capabilities and skills. And then we also discussed the importance of making sure that you stand for something significant. So I discussed the fifth P of marketing. We all are familiar with the four P's, price, product, place, and promotion, but the fifth P is platform. And that's what I introduce in Revelations in Business, your platform. What is your brand platform? At the end of the day, what do you stand for? Integrity, is it innovation or creativity? So we discuss that in more detail in the book.
Fabulous. You know, speaking of what do you stand for and your influence for your surroundings and in society, I know at one point in your book you do mention why entrepreneurs should want to be role models for other like-minded business owners or operators. Please explain.
Yes, you know, the book was written for anyone who desires to excel and achieve not just success, Shana, but more importantly, significance. Significance in that you're leaving a positive, lasting legacy in your family, in the community, or in the workplace. And so as Christians and as Christian entrepreneurs, business owners, and operators, the Bible says that we are salt and light. And so we are the leaders. We shouldn't be following the world. The world should be following us. And so
powerful.
I bring out some of the insights around that in the book.
What a powerful notion. You know, wow. And that's a huge responsibility. But I believe once that responsibility is embedded in us, then we're bound to do great things within our own gifts and our own worlds. Right, Dr. Stewart?
Absolutely, especially if you connect your profession with your purpose, because then you're doing what you were created to do. You're being your authentic self in society, in the workplace, and in the marketplace.
Your authentic self. I love that terminology. You know, Dr. Stewart, in the text of Revelations in Business, again, connecting your business plan with God's purpose and plan for your life, you discuss why it's critical to screen thoughts or ideas. You know, so many people want to instantly react, but, you know, you make one powerful, illogical argument on why one should be logical and sensible in all business transactions or actions or decision making. You know, this isn't always easy. You know, we talk about toddlers reacting, you know, off of feeling or sensation or emotion. But you're saying even as mature adults who are grounded in business-like ventures, you're saying you've got to be thoughtful and critical thinking needs to come into play, right? Explain.
Indeed, Shana. In the chapter on the Divine Operations Plan, I discussed this whole notion of how to operate in the business world without being of the business world.
Okay.
And one of the tactics is to screen your thoughts. You know, the Bible says that we are to think on things that are good and positive and edifying. And so for us to be in the best position to achieve our purpose in life, we must make sure that we are screening our thoughts and making sure that those thoughts are positive and edifying, and that we're surrounding ourselves with other people who are supportive.
Okay.
It's all right to reach out to people who may disagree with you or may have a
yes.
different perspective, but make sure the majority of your time is focused on positive elements.
Okay. Powerful. And so, again, it's what our parents told us early in, but you're saying surround yourself by positive influences.
Yes, absolutely.
I love it. I love the concepts in this book, Revelations in Business, written by the one and only business expert, Dr. Shalette Stewart. You know, Dr. Stewart, what do you want readers to walk away with when they put down your latest book?
I would like for them to walk away with, Shana, business principles, practical tools, and real life examples, as well as the biblical principles. Truly, so many people describe Revelations in Business as the purpose-driven life for business leaders.
Nice.
Biblical principles, practical tools, and real life examples. And that's quite frankly what I needed during my time in corporate America, working for Bell South and AT&T, the Coca-Cola company, was what does this mean for me, these principles, if I'm to submit to a manager who I don't respect? Or how do I know if I'm in my position by divine assignment or by default? So those are some of the challenging real-life questions that I address in the book.
Amazing. You know, I'm very certain that this book has influenced the lives of others. It's already a game-changing book for myself and my family. How has this book changed your life?
You know, Shana, it's been such a blessing to me because it's part of my journey and ultimately part of my legacy. So before I can encourage others to walk in their purpose and connect their career with their calling, I needed to do that. So this book, Revelations in Business, has really encouraged me to do that. And it's really something that has just been ordained by God. So it's part of my journey. So it's been a blessing in that I've been able to walk it out. So that makes me a better teacher, minister, inspirational speaker for others. And it's opened up so many doors for me. As I mentioned, I was the keynote speaker in China for a business conference.
Wow.
I spoke at the Women's Food Service Forum, their national conference. So I'm sharing the insights with so many different constituencies, colleges and universities, as well as with your leaders this evening. So if it were not for this book, I probably wouldn't have the opportunity to share too. So it's been quite a blessing.
Wow, what a wonderful experience and opportunity. Life-changing, just hearing you so eloquently describe what this book has done for your life. Neil, I know you've been to China. You've traveled the world. You know, I've heard you speak before live, just a phenomenal speaker. You know, but what's the reception been like from other individuals that you've met, readers and fans?
It has been just tremendous. As I mentioned, the book has been endorsed by so many industry leaders as well as ministry and academic leaders. And it's interesting, Shana, when I wrote the book, I always thought I was writing for people just in business, just in the workplace, or seasoned executives even. But so many people are purchasing Revelations in Business for their kids,
nice.
For their children who are in high school or in college, because they are not too young to understand this whole notion of beginning with God and connecting your career with your calling, your profession with your purpose. So that has been very, very fulfilling and quite gratifying for me personally.
What a passion, and we thank you for sharing it with the world. Certainly a positive influence. You know, you have been a joy to chat with here on Let's Talk America with your host, Shana Thornton. Oh, it's been a great conversation. We have to have you back on to talk more about purpose and passion and succeeding and excelling in business. Before you leave us, Dr. Stewart, tell our national listeners who reside all over the world, tell us how they can get in contact with you. Speaking of branding and marketing, I'm sure you're out there on social media or on the internet. You have a website so they can connect with you and find out more information about this great best-selling book. Again, Revelations in Business, Connecting Your Business Plan with God's Purpose and Plan for Your Life.
Oh, thank you again, Shana. It's been my honor, and I would love to come back and share with your listeners. Revelations in Business is available on ebook format, traditional book format, and also audiobook format. It's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Lifeway Christian Stores, and wherever fine books are sold. And I would invite your listeners to log on to revelationsinbusiness.com for more information about the book, or if they would like for me to conduct a keynote presentation or workshop for their organization, the consultancy work website is stewardconsultingllc.org, and that's STEWARD LLC, stewardconsultingllc.org. And also I would invite the listeners to link in with me and connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, as well as YouTube. And thanks again, Shana. It's been a joy.
Thank you. What a pleasure. Again, Dr. Shalette Stewart has written a game-changing, life-changing book for all individuals of different backgrounds titled Revelations in Business, Connecting Your Business Plan with God's Purpose and Plan for Your Life. Keep sharing your purpose and your passion, and we shall see you soon, Dr. Shalette Stewart. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What a powerful conversation with the one and only Dr. K. Shalette Stewart. Again, leading business expert and consultant. Connect your purpose with your career or your business or ultimately your dream. I love it. We have more for you, but first.
Safeguard Security Solutions is a certified service disabled veteran-owned small business. We provide you with trained and trusted security guards. Safeguard Security is a trusted leader with proven expertise in a number of markets, including colleges and universities, commercial real estate, defense and aerospace, financial institutions, government services, healthcare, high schools, manufacturing and industrial, personal security, residential communities, shopping centers, transportation and utilities. For more information, please contact us at 678-369-7920 or at our website, www.safeguardsecurityllc.com.
Well, everyone, thank you for tuning in with us on this gorgeous Tuesday night. We will be back live next Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us by visiting our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Shana Thornton or dial in at 914-803-4284 every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. We do feature timely and relevant conversations for every single member of your family and community. Tell a friend about this show. This is your family radio talk show. Also, take a sneak peek at our brand new website, which is www.letstalkshanathornton.com. Again, I'm sorry, that's www.letstalkshanathornton.com. Talk America with ShaynaThornton.com. So that's www.letstalkamericawithshaynathornton.com, where you can find out more upcoming show segments, everything you need to know about some of our national partners, and things we have going on with this special talk show. Hey, everybody. Well, we are just days away from Christmas again. It is the holiday season, and I do love holiday music. Join me in listening to the latest holiday musical track from the dynamic one and only Atlanta-based vocalist Vonsell Belcher. Vonsell Belcher will close us out, everyone. Remember, enjoy this season stress-free. Enjoy family and life. Thank you, and we shall chat next Tuesday night. Connect with us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Have a great holiday.
Draw joy.